Stage actors in Los Angeles today voted against getting paid. Many work for free or for next to nothing, just for the chance to perform. Now, Actors Equity, the National Union for Stage Actors, says small theaters should pay performers minimum wage. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco tells us that's created drama.
L.A. is known as a film and TV town, but actors want to act, so you'll find them performing in hundreds of small theaters, intimate spaces with 99 seats or less. Here, you might see a one-woman show in a storefront with folding chairs, or a well-reviewed musical like The Behavior of Brodus at the 80-seat Sacred Fools Theater Company.
Why did I give my love to you with my paper and pen?
Union actors at these small theaters can quit any time for paying gigs. In exchange, they may rehearse for free and perform for car fare.
So each night they would get like $7, $9, or $11 a night for their performances.
Actress and playwright Charlene Woodard supports the Actors Equity proposal requiring small theaters to pay union actors at least $9 an hour, California's minimum wage.
These are union professionals. They give everything.
Actors Equity is now considering an end to the 30-year exemption for L.A.'s small theaters. Mary McCall is the union's executive director.
There's a whole new generation of actors in Los Angeles who are wondering why the union allows for that plan to continue. And they came to us and said, we need to get paid if we're going to work, and we want our union to back us up on that.
Earlier this month, hundreds of actors took to the streets to protest their own union's plan, and they've now voted against it 2-1. Their side has support from some big-name actors who say they got their start in small theaters: Helen Mirren, Tim Robbins, Jason Alexander, and Ed Asner. Actor Leo Marx says the 99-seat theaters in L.A. are where he's able to experiment and hone his craft.
An actor getting a chance to play King Lear when otherwise all they're doing is soap operas and commercials isn't exploiting anyone. It's creating a wonderful opportunity for an artist.
Actor Rebecca Metz was in the cast of The Behavior of Brodus, the dark musical comedy that's now going on to a bigger theater.
I like weird, dark, risky stuff. And this 99-seat theater scene is where that stuff happens. I played a rat with its brain peeled open, singing farm animals.
It was a lot funnier than it sounds.
It's hard to explain.
The union's proposal is perplexing to those who run small theaters on shoestring budgets. The Sacred Fools Theater, for example, is a membership company run by volunteers. Managing director Pedro Duffy says the union plan would cost them $20,000 or $25,000 more for each show. He says most small theaters couldn't survive.
There might be a few, one or two or three theaters that could struggle to make that happen right now, but the vast, vast majority would just have to shut their doors to union actors.
Today's advisory vote against the minimum wage proposal will be taken up next week by the National Council of Actors Equity. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.